Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier on Sunday, March 17th, and I'm going to be sharing with you a bit about the equinox, which is known as the astrological new year. Before I do that, I just want to welcome you and welcome all parts of you and just ask to be supported by and invite in the energies of the spirit of the earth and the ancient ones that love and support the land where you're placing your feet right now. We welcome in all of the guides and the teachers and the healers that are around you and within you at all times, sharing their willing, ready, and able to share their love and their guidance and their healing with you. If only we would ask. So we ask now. And I ask to invite in the spirits also of the planets and the stars that I will be speaking of and sharing their energy with you. And I ask that I do this in a way that is clear for you, that is helpful to you, and that is simple and as short as I can make it. So let's get started. I love sharing with you about the solstices and the equinoxes because it's such a palpable feeling of change and the energy really shifts. So let's start talking about spring equinox 2019. It's the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere. For my friends in the southern hemisphere, it is the autumn equinox. But it is always at 0 degrees Aries. And 0 degrees Aries is the beginning of the astrological New Year's. It ushers in change, a fresh new aliveness, new beginnings. And there are a couple of really interesting things about this particular equinox that I want to raise now. And put too much emphasis on feeling like you have to understand every detail I'm saying. Hopefully you'll just get the big picture and the energy. And the big picture is, wow, are we on the precipice of change? And it's really exciting. And it also requires a lot of letting go within ourselves of how we have constructed our reality and a willingness to be flexible and step in to this new energy that's really been really rocking us since 2011, 2012, and starting to land within us in such a way that we can really begin to create. We can see the seeds and the shoots coming out of this, and the focus and the dedication that this is requiring of us to bring as much as we can of ourselves into our everyday reality. So let me just share with you. So on the 20th of March, the sun will move into 0 degrees Aries. At Chapel Hill time, that will be about 6 p.m. And on the West Coast, right around 3 in the afternoon. And interestingly enough, we have a full moon within 4 hours of the equinox. So it's just something for you to consider this week is to, at the sunrise or sunset times, if it's possible for you to be in a place where you can see the horizon line or see through the trees, since we don't have leaves yet, you'll notice that when the sun is rising, the moon is setting exactly opposite one another. And if you stand there and you meditate and you just open your heart and feel, you will be informed of what this is much more than I could ever tell you. So it's also just something beautiful to behold, to see the sun and the moon in exact opposition, setting, you know, something's rising and something's setting. It's just such a beautiful metaphor for what's happening now. So we have the sun at 0 degrees Aries, and we have the moon shifting into 0 degrees Libra. At the equinox chart, we also have Uranus at 0 degrees Taurus, and we have Chiron at 1 degrees Aries. A lot of things are at 0 or 1 degrees. I'm an acupuncturist, and one of the things that we pay a lot of attention to is the entry and exit points on the meridians. And the equinox chart reminds me of that a lot. These are really powerful points when something, you know, to move energy. When planets are at 0, 1, 2 degrees, they are at a very high intensity, and they are ushering in change. It's the new beginning, the shiny, bright new beginning. And there's a lot of 0 degrees this spring equinox. And what we have on every spring equinox is the sun at 0 degrees Aries, and the sun is tracking along the Earth's equator. And so what we have is exactly equal days and nights, as much light as darkness. And that's sort of a theme of, and the full moon in Libra being potent. This is the fifth full moon at 0 degrees that we've had this year. It is the third full moon that is a super full moon, which means that the moon is closer to the Earth and it appears big. So it's this huge show in the sky that's really visible and palpable and, you know, really experienced in the body. You know, if you just get quiet with the moon, you'll really feel the light that is shining on what is normally not lit up. So that's also a hint of what this is all about. The portals are wide open with new potentials on what's next. Every equinox, because the sun is tracking along the equator, it actually shifts the Earth's magnetic field so that a lot of the shielding is down, and it's very easy to access other dimensions. But that also means that if you're living your life and normal, and you're busy, and you're running around, and you're going to the stores, and you're picking the kids up, and you're going, it can be very disorienting, because we're in sacred time, not ordinary time, for a few weeks before and after the solstices and the equinoxes. And so I've been noticing in my practice that people are experiencing much more like joint pain and headaches and fatigue and dizziness and even heart palpitations. And really, you know, beyond whatever physical issue is happening in that person or emotional issues happening in that person's life in that moment, the other major thing that's happening is there's this enormous shifting of energies that's been happening really over the last few months. As Uranus has been in the last few degrees, the exit point of Aries and moving into Taurus for the next 7 years, which happened, I have this written down, I'll get back to that when I can find, so Uranus went into Taurus in May 2018, and I'm including here for you an audio I did around that time, so I won't get too much into that in this moment, but then it went back into Aries in November to March 6th, and then March 6th, Uranus moved into Taurus, where it'll be until 2026. So when a planet moves into a new sign for, you know, something like 7 years, it creates a very big change in the collective psyche and makes very deep lasting changes in how we think, how we live. And so we have Uranus on the equinox point, at the equinox, at 0 degrees Taurus. It's at the very first degree of a 30 degree sign where it'll be tracking through over the next 7 years all the way through, right at the beginning point. Very, very potent, powerful. Chiron, likewise, moved into Aries in April, of 2018, and then went back into Pisces in September until February. And then February 18th, Chiron moved into Aries, where Chiron will be over the next until 2026. Again, so we have the next 7 years, these two powerhouses in new signs. And let me just talk a little bit about Uranus and Taurus. Uranus is an energy, a planet that is associated with Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods. Uranus is associated with collective awakening and individual awakening. It's associated with being struck by lightning in a good way to wake us up, to help us see what we haven't seen before. It shows us what we haven't been able to see yet. And it pushes stuck energy out in the way that Kundalini, when Kundalini is moving, it pushes up to the surface memories that were held in our body that we didn't know we had, so that we can release them and we can run on a much higher frequency. And that's really what Uranus does. It is a progressive energy, a brilliant energy, sometimes electrifying, many times disruptive. Uranus is a revolutionary change agent that is connected to the cosmic intelligence, that is connected to light, and again, releases pressure within us or within the earth where things have been and held in place. It's a very dynamic, moving energy. Now we have Uranus moving into Taurus. And at 0 degrees at the equinox, Taurus is the goddess herself. Taurus is associated with the planet Venus and the embodiment of the divine feminine. Taurus is also associated with the earth, the physical planet of the earth. It is associated with food systems, financial systems, what we value most, and all things physical. So when Uranus moves into Taurus, well, you'll hear on the audio that I'm including is the day Uranus moved into Taurus last May was the day that killed, you know, we had these massive eruptions in Hawaii that lasted for months, because Taurus is the earth herself and Uranus shakes things up, makes things shake and quake and erupt. So wherever the earth is holding pressure that needs to be released, she's going to release over the next 7 years. Now, Uranus is really, the intention is to wake us up, to get us to see what we need to see about forming a new relationship to the earth and to the divine feminine. This really is a time that there is this feminine rising. There really is this, like, looking at what holds value and meaning for us. You know, what about slowing down and taking in the beauty and really being, finding our gratitude in each moment for the beauty that is all around us at all times, even in the midst of wildly chaotic and heartbreaking times that we live in. Uranus and Taurus asks us, or, you know, pushes us into waking up our sense of our commitment to and caretaking of the earth. We will absolutely see changes in our climate that we cannot unsee. Uranus wakes us up in a way that once you see something, you can't unsee it. And Uranus, you know, this planet in Taurus is all about bringing us more freedom, bringing in the unexpected, the novel, the new, the revolutionary, bringing in brilliance. And with Taurus, it's like, how do we remember that as humans, we are in a reciprocal relationship with all of life, and that our minds are in a reciprocal relationship with our bodies, and technology is in a reciprocal relationship with our bodies, and really seeing the unintended consequences of the effect that technology is having on our bodies, on our minds, on the earth itself, as well as new ways to use technology that may be supportive. Many people are saying that because Taurus is also associated with what we value and our financial lives, that we will see really new and novel ways of exchanging money, like cryptocurrencies, and that our financial system will look really different in 2026 than it does now. We're really being asked to look at what we value, and to value slowing down the feminine within ourselves and caring for the earth, and creating beauty, being agents of beauty, and finding ways to value ourselves that's beyond the material are all sort of this new energy that's coming in. Now, with Chiron and Aries, conjunct the sun. So the sun is at 0 degrees Aries at the equinox, and Chiron is at 1 degree. So at the equinox point, we've got, which is this river of light pouring in. 0 degrees Aries sits, as does 1 degree, on a vortex called the galactic vortex, and it pulses in like rivers of light and new frequency. So the sun is there just beaming it in at all of our equinoxes. And what's together with the sun right now is Chiron. Chiron, which is a planet-ish type. It's not exactly a planet, but very powerful, dwarf planet maybe, that is all about healing. So as we enter this new time, we're also asking ourselves, you know, what needs healing right now? And when you look at the archetype of Aries, whenever Chiron is in Aries, we're really being asked to grow in our confidence, to show up in our lives, and our confidence to be who we are, and to sort of show up, commit, lead and act in new ways. And with Chiron next to the sun, this sort of shows that over the next, you know, few months in particular, that as we're getting ready to sort of access what's been opened within us over the last 7 years, as we've been downloading a lot of new energy, some issues to be looked at and healed and moved with this current of light is impatience. Our impatience with things are not happening fast enough. Politically, you know, economically, things are not shifting where they need to go, or with ourselves. Something that you have wanted to bring to fruition in your life, or a way you've wanted, that you know you truly are, but it, you know, you haven't been showing up that way. You know, it's about trusting, relaxing, healing that impatience, and healing that frustration with yourself that includes self-judgment. Aries has a tendency to overdo things in order to get external validation. And so one of the themes over the next few months is to really look at, is that something you do? And of course, for people who have their own charts in alignment with some of these cycles, this is going to be much more personal for you. And this would require a personal reading to really look at, where is this in your chart? How is this showing up for you? And how can you work most consciously with it, given the other team members in your chart? So the tendency to overdo things in order to get external validation, looking at the ways that you haven't accepted yourself or others. Aries isn't known for empathy, and so there's this need, but Chiron is all about increasing compassion and empathy for those parts of ourselves that just feel fractured and that need our love. But what often happens is we often try and push away what we don't love about ourselves or to prove ourselves, and that only makes the issue get further and further and further deeply entrenched. And what this is calling for us is to show ourselves kindness, compassion, but also to help shake loose all of those excuses that we make for why we're stuck. And, you know, really asking ourselves, can we be more interested in what we want to create than in all the things that we think are wrong with us? Can we shift our focus to just being more curious about what is wanting to be birthed within us? Last year, I went kind of wild planting flowers for an early spring garden.
and daffodils and tulips and hyacinths. And, you know, I really got into it. And then we had a tremendous amount of rain all year. And I was really in a place of, can I trust that these flowers will come up, that they'll bloom? And as I'm sitting here with you, I'm looking at my backyard and I'm seeing these beautiful tulips and daffodils. Not all of them came up, but a lot of them did. And I think that, like, our higher self is sort of looking at us going, you know, you've planted an awesome garden, and trust that in the right time and in the right season, these flowers are going to come up. And the spring equinox is a time that there's this rising of this energy in us. Or if you're in the southern hemisphere, the autumn, when everything's turning golden and bright. And so what else do I want to tell you about? So we've talked about Chiron at 0 degrees and Uranus at 0 degrees, that these are the entry points. Well, Chiron's at 1 degree of a new time. And that for the past few months, these planets have been at the last few degrees of where they have been for 7 years, which is this, again, it's like tying up loose ends, you know, shifting out of one way of being and into another. You know, when Uranus entered Aries in 2011 was the day of the Fukushima meltdown, the earthquake, and the tsunami. And there were many other things happening that day. But the entire time that Uranus, the Great Awakener, this like lightning bolt of energy, has been in Aries up until March of this year, we've had this rapid acceleration, this of technology in our lives in ways that have completely changed things. And now we're figuring out what we need to heal about this as Chiron has entered Aries, the great healer. What do we need to heal about this incredibly quick energy that has changed so much about our lives in some ways for the better, and that we're also become aware of ways it's been misused by forces that do not have anyone's best intentions in mind. And we're seeing all of that, and Chiron is also like, gee, we need to work on healing that, including with Uranus now in Taurus, which is the slowest, most dense energy. How can we awaken to our connection to something within us that is stable and unchanging and full of beauty, even as the world around us continues to change at a rapid pace, even as the world around us, you know, the structures that we've become used to, as corrupt and awful as they've been, they're imploding. And not that you needed me to tell you this, and it can, and it's going to continue. Obviously, I liken this to, again, being a healer. I think of, like, imagine a parasite cleanse. You know, if you've ever been given a parasite cleanse or a candida cleanse, you know that medicine comes in, and one of the first things that happens is there's a die-off, and you feel headachy and achy and crappy and this goes on until there's this clearing and then this new energy in your body. You have all this new energy to create with and play with because it wasn't going into all this parasites. And so what's been happening really in the past 7 years in particular is that all this light's been pouring in, and it's been like medicine teasing up these really deeply embedded parasitic thought forms, as well as literally the corruption that has been embedded in all of the systems. And that's because it's like getting pulled out and pulled out and pulled out and more visible until finally we release from this and put in new systems that will work better. And we are at a very potent time as Pluto and Saturn are together in Capricorn, and at this eclipse, at this equinox, we've got these conjunct the South Node, which is that this is a really heightened time of all of that corruption being made visible and pouring out and things kind of falling apart. But at the same time, we can absolutely see, certainly with the last election in the United States, these seeds and shoots and new life coming in, young people coming into the government with lots of new ideas, and they don't have all the power they need yet, but we can see that as we take consistent action towards what we want to create, that over the next few years that we will have be able to put in place new structures that can hold all of these changes that we've been going through, all of the changes in our consciousness, so that things become possible, like a Green New Deal, like a care and concern for the earth, like, you know, Aries is associated with the youth. And this equinox with this full moon is all, you know, is like looking at the next seven generations and letting the young people, and seeing that the young people are speaking up. I believe on Friday there was an international student strike day, so that the adults of the world will pay attention to that the children are going to live with the effects of the climate. That's a good example of Uranus and Taurus. It's like, let's wake up. And don't worry, Uranus and Taurus will not let us stay asleep. There will be events of extreme novelty that are designed to wake us up. And not only to wake us up to what needs to change in terms of seeing the climate change, seeing the pollution, seeing the effects, but also how to stay connected to the spirit in all life, how to become a full human being that is part of connecting with the ingenuity of nature and bringing about change in partnership with nature. This full moon that we have on this equinox is in Libra. Libra is about conscious equal partnership. And it's also opposite Chiron. So we will be, you know, over the next few months really looking at inequality. And we already are. All of these things, it's not new that people have been, you know, that the wealthy have had their own systems for getting into college. And yet we're seeing things. The light of this full moon is shining really brightly on what we really need to take a look at, so that we can bring more justice and more harmony, just like move that wheel forward a few inches at a time. And the phase we're in is really looking and seeing and telling the truth about where we are and getting ready to take action. 2020 is a year, 2019 is a preparatory year where many, many, many actions are going to be taken in 2020. Many seeds will be planted that will absolutely create a lasting change, not exactly where we need it to be, but the beginning. It's those seeds, it's planting those bulbs and planting those seeds that, you know, 20 years from now, all of those bulbs that I planted in my backyard, I will have hundreds more flowers than I have today. And yet today I'm planting those bulbs knowing that every year they're gonna grow stronger and more beautiful, particularly if I mulch them and water them and fertilize them and pray over them and love them and remember that they have a spirit and a life force. Amazing what will happen. And our all of the systems in our government and in our life are like that. So I'm not sure what else I wanted to say about, just to say that this, the rising sign of the spring equinox is Virgo. And Virgo is all about being dedicated to the earth, co-creating this new plan, co-creating with this new energy. So, you know, in summary, we have a lot of healing energy available to us at this equinox. We are in a time where the reality is very altered. And so if you move really, really fast, you might feel that need to slow down, take a few deep breaths, because it's easy to get ungrounded. Many things within ourselves that need to be healed so that we can fully show up in the confidence of who we truly are. We are working on that. We are clearing this. There, like I said, there's this current of the future, that is really running through our veins with the light that's pouring in and running through the planet, and catching this wave and catching this energy can feel both joyful and uplifting, but also very detoxifying.
We've got Venus in Aquarius during the equinox, which is this new revolutionary quantum energy of the feminine pouring in. And she's squared by Jupiter. So, you know, just a lot of potential for playfulness, even as things are continuing, again, the secrets and the corruption and the decay that's within our system that continues to be brought up and is being amplified at the time of the equinox and the light of this being shown on it more and more brightly. There is also this like whisper from spirit to us, don't forget to play, have fun, celebrate this new energy that's coming in, play with it, move, dance, plant things, spend time with your friends. And again, if you have time, if you can do this at sunrise or sunset, just be in observation and in ceremony with the moon setting and the sun setting and the moon rising. Set your intentions to, you know, set your intentions for patience and perseverance and forgiveness for yourself and other human beings that are showing up in ways that we wish were different. And self-care, you know, the North Node right now is in Cancer. So self-care, spending time in community, spending time caring for yourself and for your body, very important. As the energies speed up, it's really important to check in every day with your body. Are you okay? What do you need? So in closing, I'd like to share with you something that one of my teachers, a little sort of meditation or journey that she's brought forth, Sandra Ingerman. And she keeps teaching us to ask the earth, to ask the divine feminine, to ask our wise and loving ancestors and all of the, you know, our higher self and the divine aspect, the divine aspects of self, may I step into your energy? May I step into your energy? May I step into your field of light? And will you guide me as I lean into this healing now, as I lean into this time of tremendous new beginnings and endings? I do this a couple of times a day now, and if you just take a few moments to call in the energy of the divine feminine and the ancient ones and the spirit of the earth, ask to step into their field and bridge their energy into this life through you, you will feel the support that is all around you. They want more than anything. And with Uranus and Taurus, it is really about bringing spirit into the earth and bringing the spirit that's into the earth into our consciousness to co-create and bringing the spirit that is all around us into our everyday lives, being those bridges, bringing spirit into matter to savor, enjoy, to be sensual with, to play with, but also to allow ourselves to be that wisdom. There's probably so much more to say. Enjoy the equinox and my love to you. I will be teaching, I've been teaching spirit medicine classes because for over 30 years, working with the non-physical beings and the spirits of nature has been my path. And it's been so supportive for me and my work and my life in general. And I finally have found teachers to help me, like Sandra Ingerman, teach you how to easily and safely be a human being that can connect with spirit for the purpose of healing and guidance, to have direct relationship and direct revelation for yourself. It's very easy. It's never been easier. And so I'm teaching spirit medicine classes in my home once a month and a women's medicine circle at the Living Arts Collective intermittently. And I'd be happy to travel to where you live to do a day-long or a weekend workshop to assist you with this process. I am also doing coaching And the coaching that I'm doing is really designed to assist you really in stepping into that inner voice of wisdom and allowing your life to be guided by that voice of wisdom rather than the voice of fear or the habitual patterns that we are all in, and to allow our lives to be easier, more filled with grace, and to have more flow. Right now, my practice is full, but it will be opening up again in June. So send me an email if you'd like me to put you on a list for June. And my love to you always. Take care. Over and out. Bye.